Anybody got some problems they need disarmed?
Down the street from City Hall, Pastor Collins Days does what he does most Sundays at Second Baptist Church.
I know a man. His name is Jesus.
But in the year since Sandy struck, Pastor Days has taken on another full-time job, helping the city's lowest-income residents rebuild and replace their flood-damaged homes. And that's meant countless meetings, phone calls, and even hitting the road to generate donations and volunteers.
I personally start crisscrossing the East Coast, meeting with churches, conventions, and we have the material, we have the resources, we just don't have people in hands. We still need more because we still have another 150 houses in the pipeline that we're assessing that's coming online.
Ask Days about the rebuilding process, and he'll tell you it's been slow. In some cases, he says homeowners ran out of money or might have had none to begin with, or hired shoddy contractors, or simply put off what had to be done and now are desperate for help.
When I see a house closed, a house dedicated, a senior citizen help, when they call me and we're able to get their heat on before the winter sets in, that's just so encouraging. That kind of re-energizes me again. I can't rest comfortably knowing there's still persons who are using half their house and some are not in their homes.
Several of Day's parishioners have struggled this past year to repair their homes. Dolores Peoples still can't live on the first floor. It flooded during the storm, and she's spent the last year living upstairs with one of her sons.
And so far, we have gotten along. We haven't murdered each other so far. He's a good young man, too. So we've gotten closer and closer together. So with things I was able to salvage, he put it in one of our garages. But majority of my furniture, Sandy took a toll on it, but that's all right because it was just stuff.
Fellow parishioner Betty Lewis is still waiting for an insurance payout to fix her roof. She lost part of it in the storm and has in the meantime turned to the community for support to get her house back in shape.
I've gained the knowledge of knowing that mankind does care about one another. I'm stronger than I thought I was. That this wasn't going to break me. And I've gained some patience that I didn't have before.
The Atlantic City Long-Term Recovery Group doesn't see an end to its work. Earlier this fall, the group received a major donation from the Red Cross for $586,000. The funding will go toward repairing and rebuilding 100 Atlantic City houses and providing case management to an additional 150 families needing help with rent payments or obtaining new furnishings.